Everyone, once again, we're very, very happy to bring you Maxine and Eileen, the newcomer twins, brought to you by the Sterling Insurance Company of Chicago. A little later in the program, we'll tell you about their phenomenal insurance policy.
Is that bow on the banks of the Columbia?
Good afternoon, girls.
Good afternoon, Lou.
How are you?
That's fine.
That's good. That's fine. Mighty fine. Anything that you want to discuss before we start into our program proper?
Not at the moment, please.
Not at the moment.
No.
All right. Please. Well, we'll get along then on this Thursday afternoon. What's that side remark? You're worse than Fred Allen when it comes to side remarks.
He's using the microphone.
Oh, I see. That's the difference, I guess.
Yeah.
Hello, Walter.
How are you?
You acquainted with the new kind of friend?
Hello, Walt.
Oh, there's my little Prairie Flower and my little Cracker Kid.
Oh, fine.
Prairie Flower.
Flower.
At least
that's
flower.
Well, it's a little afraid it
is. Oh, I see. I see. Well, it's just there's nothing for me to do except go ahead and announce the program. Darn it. This one's called When My Blue Moon Turns to Gold Again. What you say, you know, it's how you say it.
Hello, Lou.
Uh-oh. Well, you won't say greetings?
No.
All right. Well, I'll tell you, we'll bury the hatchet.
Okay.
No, let's not bury the hatchet. Let's bury the hatchet. No, wait a minute. We're a little ahead of ourselves here.
Yeah.
Friends, I want to take a moment of your time here. It's about this fine insurance. Hello, Lou.
Who are the girls?
Well, you see, those two good-looking girls in front of that microphone.
Hey, did you say good afternoon to them yet?
No, no.
Would you mind running over that for me once? I want to see something. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, girls.
Hello, Dick.
How do you like it?
Oh,
see what I mean?
I see what
you
mean.
Now you know why I'm not on this program.
Oh, boy. Say, that really does things to me. You know, we're wasting a lot of time here. We're having a lot of fun. What I was going to say a minute ago was that vacations are coming up for these girls, and they're all happy and thrilled about it today. They're going home to see Pap, and I'll bet Pap's going to be glad to see them, too. But they have a corn version of that last song that they sang. I sort of kid them during it, and that's why they laugh.
Girls are going on a vacation.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. You haven't been home for a long time, have you?
Almost a year, though.
Oh, my. You'll be surprised at those skyscrapers up there.
Yeah.
And the taxis are buzzing around.
Yeah.
It's the Harrison City, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I wonder... I better not say that. Harrison City's too near my home. I don't know where I can find. Well, girls, I hope you have a good time. Hurry back. My goodness sakes, this place won't seem the same without you two around here.
Oh, we'll be back.
You going to drop us a line when you get up there?
Yeah.
Yeah, drop us.
You can get one of the boys up around there to saddle up old Dobbin and ride over to where he can find a mailbox. And then
okay.
Drop a card to mail for us. You going to write it in Braille?
Yeah.
Well, Braille's all right.
Oh,
Braille offers no difficulty for me at all.
You can read it to the rest of them.
Oh, certainly. You know I write Braille very fluently.
Oh, sure.
Of course, you can't read what I write, but I
write
it. What are you going to sing now?
I only want a buddy, not a sweetheart.
All right.
It's in the book, Lou.
Oh, that's right, the Jamboree songbook. Uh-huh. All right, friends, turn to page you know what and sing along with them. Go ahead, girl.
I only want a buddy, not a sweetheart. keeps right on a-sayin'.